What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, yay, it's Live Audience Thursday on 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Thursday morning, May 7th, Scott Pisano, Sandy Waters, two left-handed people in the right-handed world. Hello, how you doing? Aren't we, though?
Yes, we are.
Isn't that weird, though? Wait, do you have, like, weird similarities with your coworkers? Because you and I both left-handed, yeah. You and I both Sagittarius babies, and yeah. Pretty much days apart our birthdays.
Yeah, and couldn't be more opposite.
Both Italian.
Nah, I'm a quarter Italian.
Well, I know you are freaking watered down.
I'm a mutt. I'm a mutt.
Hey, you know what we have coming up next week? This is going to be, Scotty and I are very excited for this.
Yeah.
We are bringing back the 30-second pitch. We used to call it something else before.
Yeah.
Now we have revamped it, put a little fresh coat of paint on it, update it.
Yep. And we're going to have our dude, friend, expert, entrepreneur, Emmy Award-winning Brandon T. Adams back on with us as a judge.
Yes.
It's going to be short, sweet, and fun. So we'll give you 30 seconds to pitch whatever it is. You got a business idea, or you want to buy a lawnmower, and you're trying to convince your wife.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
Before it was all business stuff, which is great.
Yeah.
Now we want to open it up to everybody. Anytime you have to pitch anything, like Scotty said, to your wife,
your husband,
to the boss.
Ooh, to the boss.
Yeah, like pitch why you want a raise, and we'll help perfect your pitch.
Yeah.
We'll either yay or nay you.
Yeah. And it's funny because, like, if you think about it, our life is full of 30-second pitches, really. When you run ideas past your loved ones, or you're passing someone in the hallway, or what they call an elevator pitch. You know, in big cities that have actual elevators, not like Rochester, where, you know, one of the big wigs is in the car, and you're like, oh, hey, listen, I got this idea. I'm going to get this. Okay, cool. Let's set up a meeting.
When I stopped listening to you when you said pitch at home, and I'm like, wow, poor Scotty never wins any pitches at home. You don't. Maybe you need the 30-second pitch more than anybody else.
Just to exist?
Just so we can help you. Like, maybe you pitch it wrong. Maybe you're doing it all wrong. For some reason, you never get your way.
No. It's actually, in my house, it's the 30-second statement for my wife. So join us next week. We'll start it up next Wednesday here on The Buzz. If you want to get in on it, you can. Is the website?
I don't know. So just reach out to me directly, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com, or on our socials, 98.9 The Buzz.
I think Samantha said it was up. I have to look. I haven't clicked on it yet, so
anyhow.
Go check it out. So anyways, there you go. So today we've got live audience coming in, and our Dancing with the Arc is coming back in June, right?
The event is June 4th.
4th,
yep.
Yes.
Yep, at ESL Ballpark. But
I regressed from last week, June-ish. And that we got our friends from them coming in, some of the celebrity dancers, but partly sunny today, chance of a few passing showers. What a dreary day it was yesterday with rain all day. Like,
that was horrible.
54 degrees. A little cool. I just spit. Partly sunny tomorrow and 56 degrees. It's chilly. It's 37 degrees right now. Yee. And it's coming up on 6 o'clock on 98.9 The Buzz. Spizzano and Sandy. Be right back.
Spizzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Spizzano and Sandy, welcome to our 6 o'clock hour. We're at 6:07, and we're ready for our live audience Thursday to come in. It's going to be fun.
So you're still rocking that big honker, aren't you?
And my nose?
No, that big honker of a scab on your forehead. You poor thing. It's like direct center.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I want to do.
All right,
I want to see if anybody says anything, because we do have a bunch of listeners coming in for a live audience Thursday. I want to do like a little social experiment.
Okay.
Will they address it? The scabbed elephant in the room.
It's not an elephant. It's an injury. I whacked my head on an I-beam underneath my camper last weekend, and it was perfectly, yeah, like dead center.
I'm sure we've all, one time or another, have had something about our appearance that is just, it's not normal, right? It stands out. And then it's like, who should address this?
Right.
Should I bring it up before the person asked? Does the person even notice? Am I being overthinking it? Am I being self-conscious when I shouldn't be?
That goes through your head because you know it's there and it hurts. So people obviously see it because it's like a bullseye right in the center of your head.
That one's bad.
Literally right in the center.
As it's improving, it's been a few days. Mm-hmm. It's getting worse. Thank heavens it's not a bruise.
It's getting worse?
Well, it looks...
Well, it's dark. It's getting darker because it's scabbing.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. Anyhow, so listen back. If you listen all morning, we love you dearly. But if you bop around or if you in and out doing things, listen back at 8:30. Oh. We're not going to say a word when they show up at 7:50.
Our live audience.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We're not going to say anything at 8. Mm-hmm. Don't address it. Oh. Don't apologize for it.
Are we doing like a human live experiment?
That's what I just said.
Yes. Perfect. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
We're going to play keep it PG. We're not going to address it.
Right.
At 8:30, we're going to see.
If anybody says anything.
At that point.
Yeah.
Then we'll bring it up on the air.
I won't say a thing. I'll just act like usual goofy Scott.
Exactly. Okay.
But if somebody says something, hi, what'd you do to your head? Then the experiment is over.
Well, that's fascinating. Just quietly, don't make a big deal about it, because I want to notice which person in the room will say that.
Ah, right. Okay.
And then how people will... This is a little social experiment.
It'll be fun.
Okay? I'll get the camera rolling so you guys can see.
Okay.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we are going to play... Wait, wait, don't tell me. I'm going to tell you a local Rochester story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop before the grand finale of the ending, and you have to guess how it ends.
All right. Spizzano and Sandy. See, we just have too much fun. We just way too much fun here every morning. And I'm glad you're with us for a couple of minutes here. It's 6:23, and now it's called Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Yeah. Okay, are you ready?
Here's
how the story goes. I'm going to stop before I get to the ending. You have to try to guess how the story ends.
Yeah.
This is a real local story here in Rochester.
This is totally me. Because when somebody tries to tell a story, I always try to finish it.
You're the annoying person to take to the movies because you try to guess what happens next.
I'm not talking movies, no.
But you don't?
No. But in a conversation, I know exactly what you're saying when you start.
Yes, you do that.
And it bugs the crap out of me because I'm ADD and I'm psychic.
So this is just for you and anyone like Scotty.
Uh-huh.
Wait, don't tell me.
Okay, what?
A woman goes to the bathroom.
Oh, I got it. No, wait, don't tell me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, local story from Rochester. Are you ready? Try to guess how this ends. A woman goes to the back of her car, loads in her groceries, goes to put her cart back in the cart corral.
Mm-hmm.
She comes back to her car, gets into her car, sneezes, and then lets out a loud scream because she noticed. How does the story end?
Oh, my God. Wait, don't tell me. I have to think about this because it's like the sneeze has something to do with it, right? Does the sneeze have something to do with it?
Listen, this ain't 20 questions. This is how the story ends.
I could just say it, but there'd be no discussion here. Does the sneeze have something to do with it?
I'm not going to tell you. It's whatever you think. Do you think the sneeze has something to do with it? I mean, I just painted the picture of what happened. And then you have to finish.
Can you tell me, this is so generic. Was it East Side, West Side? Where was this?
Do you know where it was?
Was it a Wegmans or was it an Aldi? I think Cart Corral, I think Aldi, because you got to put a quarter in to get the thing out.
Oh, you know what? Okay, so I don't know.
You got to put a token in or whatever you call it. You know what? On a side note, I can 3D print those tokens so you don't have to pay a quarter.
Okay, that's good. You're distracted. His mind thinks sometimes.
Tell you what, I'm five
wait,
steps.
Wait, don't tell me. Think about how it ends.
All right.
And then I'm going to give you a few minutes to think about it. And you, if you want to join in, 818-2899.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you how the story ends.
The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz. Spizzano and Sandy.
Wait, don't tell me. Ready? This is a local story. You have to try to guess how it ends. A woman from Rochester goes to the back of her car, loads in the groceries into it,
mm-hmm.
goes to put her cart back in the cart corral.
Good.
She comes back to her car, gets in, sneezes, then lets out a loud scream because she noticed. How does the story end?
Wait, don't tell me. Because she noticed, she noticed a spider in her car.
Is that your final answer?
I don't know. The only reason I'm saying that is because you screamed when a spider was in your car the other day.
Yeah, without a doubt. That would be me. I would scream. Yes.
She screamed after she sneezed because she tooted and everybody laughed. No. Wait.
Well, I'm just waiting for you to. This is a story that I saw. I watched the video of it on social.
She screamed. She sneezed. Then she screamed because she startled a squirrel that had gotten into her car.
Oh, a squirrel?
Yeah.
Oh, now that's creative. Okay. Is that it? Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Apparently, while she went out to put the cart back,
some
dude trying to go viral gets into the back seat of her car.
Oh, my God.
When she sneezed, he said, God bless you. She turns around, seeing him sitting there in the back seat, screams. He says, oh, sorry, thought this was my Uber, jumps out, runs away.
No.
And now here's the thing. Apparently,
this kid
is known in Rochester to do this.
Okay. Right.
Just get in people's cars.
Uh-huh.
But then someone commented, and now I'm very curious if anyone knows more about this. Someone commented saying the woman inside the car is this kid's mom and is in several of his videos. They are both from Fairport.
Uh-huh. Oh, so it's like a setup.
Is that true? I mean, she did scream. I don't know.
If she's in a couple of his videos, then that it's staged.
Yeah, but I don't. That was just one comment when I was watching the video. I mean, I thought it looked authentic. Maybe I would have screamed louder. Now I'm trying to put myself in her shoes. When she got back in the car, she went, "Achoo!" And she looks back. Well, maybe she did turn slow. I don't know. Does anyone know this dude? Is this really a thing?
That's funny.
Some punk in Rochester, and the comments were like, "If I run into this kid."
Is he a prank, like a prankster influencer kind of kid that does these kind of videos, or is it just a one-off?
I have no idea. That's why I'm bringing it up on the air.
That's funny.
Because I'm like, does anyone else know this? It was hundreds of comments about this kid, and
really?
It was the first video that I ever saw.
Okay. It makes sense that they're, first it's local, okay, and it makes sense that.
What would you do if someone got in the back of your car? And you know these trends, these stupid trends. We have a generation of kids that are just doing anything and everything just to go viral.
Yes, it's been like
that. I can see somebody, a guy. Mm-hmm. I only could see a boy doing this.
Mm-hmm.
A young teenager.
Yeah.
Trying to do this.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm paranoid when I put my cart back in the cart corral. I've heard one too many stories like this.
It started 27 years ago on your first day on the air with me, where you were paranoid about someone hiding under your car and cutting your Achilles tendon.
Listen, that was an email thread that went around and my dad sent it to me. And then I heard when I had my babies, I heard that was a thing where people would kidnap children when moms would put the baby in the car and then go put their cart away.
Yeah, happens all the time.
So now I lock all my doors. I bring my kids with me.
Oh, God.
I don't want some punk kid. Who is this kid? Anyone know this kid?
That's a bit over the line, okay? I get, I get some pranky stuff, which is kind of funny, but that could be dangerous for both people involved. Like for the kid getting into somebody's car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you could be, like all of a sudden the owner locks the car and beats the crap out of him on the inside of the car.
I know.
Yeah.
He's a brave kid. It has to be his mom. Even though the car was a wreck, it looked like a hot mess.
Huh.
So that part of me questions if mom really wants that on video. How destroyed her backseat was with crap.
Oh, my God. What's your backseat looking like right now?
Oh, mine's neat.
Oh, mine is
disgusting. Well, you have a six-year-old.
Oh, God.
Of course. Okay.
There's like...
Wait, don't tell me.
Yeah.
It's Spezzano and Sandy.
All right. 6:47 now on 98.9. The Buzz. Don't forget, 8 o'clock, we're doing shots with our live audience.
And just after 7 o'clock, why so many people in Irondequoit... were on the phone yesterday with insurance or the tire place because they were looking for tires.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Next.
Why arrive?
98.9 The Buzz. Got to put a few coins in the meter.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
This would have been a perfect, wait, don't tell me. Okay, it's a Pope joke, all right? Pope Leo, right? And of course, he's American, first American Pope, calls his bank because a couple of months into being Pope, he had to personally call his bank to change his phone number and address to this new joint he's living at called the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
So he went through all the security questions. He's like, what's your mother's maiden name? Did the whole thing like that. Mm-hmm. But the lady at the customer service line said, unfortunately, he's got to come down to the bank in person to make the changes. Now, he said he couldn't, but she said, I'm sorry. It's policy.
Yes, policy. We're talking people's money.
This is a guy named Bob Prevost.
Okay. He's calling,
right?
Yeah.
He said, would it matter to you if I told you that I'm Pope Leo? Yeah, yeah. He had to pull rank.
He
can't leave the Vatican to drive to Chicago.
You can't. Oh, Popey. Can't do that.
There was a necessary.
Wait, how did he say it? Exactly like that? Or did you just paraphrase?
He said, quote, would it matter to you if I told you I'm Pope Leo?
No, that's the worst way to say it.
Well, wait, hold on. Let me finish your story.
Would it matter to you?
The woman didn't buy it, so she hung up on him.
Oh, yeah, right. I would too.
She totally hung up on Pope Leo.
That's awesome. She's going to hell.
Bank wouldn't budge until Pope Leo said he'd be forced to move. I'm going to move all my money to another bank. They're like, okay, well, hold on a second.
No way. The Pope threatened the bank?
Yep.
He'd have to move. This is insane.
He can't get his money.
Yes, but you don't think you're the freaking Pope. You don't make threats.
Would you be a good Catholic and just go along with this for a second and give him a little break?
Hang on. He's the Pope. I'm just reacting like everybody else is reacting. You can't make, hey, I'm going to take my business elsewhere. By the way, I'm the Pope and you're going to hell.
No, it was not that contact, Sandra. You just took it like that. All right. Well, then you're going to hell.
Does he get his money? What happened?
Yeah, the bank said they figured out that they could verify his identity and make the change for him remotely. Congratulations, Pope Leo.
That's
so funny.
Would it matter to you that I am the Pope?
Can you imagine being the lady that hung up on Pope Leo?
that's some bragging rights.
Yeah, or, hide under a rock. It's 99 to Buzz, Spisano and Sandy.
Spisano and Sandy.
Hello, Thursday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy, freshly showered, all shined up, ready for an audience this morning in about an hour from now.
Yes, live audience Thursday. If you ever want to come in the studio with us, 818-2899 or reach out to us on socials. Show. 98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah, okay. We shower once a week and it's for Thursdays, which is nice. Yeah.
Why so many people in Arundecourt, if you live in Arundecourt, maybe you'd like to clue us in on how stressed you were yesterday. People in Arundecourt were on the phone with their insurance companies. We're on the phone with
police
and trying to book an appointment for new tires.
Yeah, because there's a slasher out there. What the hell, people? What is going on with people?
This guy has a very familiar face. There's surveillance video of this kid who, I guess, at least 21 vehicles. He slashed their tires along Culver Road near Seabreeze.
That sucks.
And neighbors are like, nothing happens here. Yeah. What is this?
It's very quiet.
I mean, some neighbors walk out of their house and both vehicles, they own two vehicles, and both of them tires slashed. So now they're down to zero vehicles.
And this wasn't just like a grudge, like one-off. There were 21 cars.
21.
Yeah.
Jeez. Now, here's the thing. Some people, they got out of work and noticed they had slashed tires.
Oh, God.
That is the absolute worst feeling in the entire world.
Can you
imagine? You think you're you're minutes away from going home, and now you have to deal with that. Does the employer... Would you say... Now, I know the employer's not on the hook to do anything. It's not their fault.
Right.
But if you owned a business and your employees went out to the parking lot and saw that their tires were slashed, would you feel like you needed to do something to help?
At $400 a tire average? No.
Oh, you wouldn't? I think I would.
That could be, you know, that's...
Oh,
that's
I would feel horrible.
That's a week salary for some people.
Wait a minute. It happened to us. Wait, what if our listeners, do you remember they popped a tire when they were leaving? Because they, what did they run into?
Like a curb or something?
I don't, what was it? Her tire was flat, but she didn't let us know until after the fact.
Yeah, right, right.
And at that point, I mean, I...
Sandy whipped out her checkbook and wrote a check for her, didn't she?
If I only could. I really wanted to. But if I owned a company, a business, God, how frustrated must you be?
How many?
You would have gotten a slashed tire if you didn't go to work.
If
they almost have to.
Yeah, but you get into such a gray area, you know?
And I know they're not obligated. What happened with your son?
My son got his car stolen from work twice.
Did his employer do anything to help him?
Mm-mm.
Not even pay for an Uber back home or anything?
Well, I don't know. I didn't ask him about that. But no, I mean, it just happened. It's like, I know. What do you do?
Am I the only one to think that?
I mean, what a gracious thing for such a frugal woman. But like, come on.
Hey, if I had money, please, I would share it.
I see. It's because of your frugality. You'd want someone else to pay for your tire. My tire went flat out here. I got home and it was flat the next morning. And it's because all the crap that's along the street here.
Wow, that is true.
And that cost me $400. So do I ask the radio station to pay for my tire?
No, because this happens, like your tire was slashed.
Mm-hmm.
Having road issues, that's like the town deals with that. Your employer shouldn't have to deal with that. But this is different.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid, by the way, the surveillance video, so many people are like, because he has such a familiar face.
He does.
So many people are like, I think I know that kid.
Isn't it funny? The first second I saw that, I told you what he looks like.
A mutual friend of ours.
Yeah, right. I'm like, maybe it is.
He's got that face. And then some people are saying that he works at a tire store.
Oh, starting to drum up business.
I don't know.
That
I
would
might
be
jumping on that conspiracy theory.
That would be ironic and also sick at the same time.
That would be messed up.
Yeah, yeah.
That he gets a bonus when people come. Did he leave his business card like in the slit of the tire that he slashed?
All right. So good. Sorry to hear that up and around.
That is awful.
Too bad, especially around the Seabreeze area. So nice there. Shamrock Jacks.
Yeah, right. I don't want to change the vibe of that area.
No.
All right, coming up on the show, Jerker Justified is on the way. You decide the moral compass in Rochester. This is one of those, it's meant to be a compliment, I think. It's one of those backhanded compliments, which somebody said to me in the office. I was stunned. I didn't know how to react.
One action, two opinions. You decide. Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz. What happened?
Is almost like this is one of those backhanded compliments. I think it's supposed to be a compliment. It sounded like a compliment. It's one of those like, it stuns you. It stings
after they
walk away.
Okay.
And I know this happens to just me because my girlfriend just brought this up. It just happened to her as well.
Really?
There is somebody here in the office that, and we've all worked together for so long, somebody that I've worked with since, man, I was 19 and I first started.
Yeah.
So she's known me forever.
And, you know, in our business, people cycle around. So sometimes they don't work with us. Now all of a sudden they're back. You work with the same 10 people in this business, right?
So every time I see her, not anymore as much, but when our paths are crossing again, she was like, my God, you look so good. Like, you look like the best you've ever looked. You look really good. And I was like, I already feel very uncomfortable with compliments, so I don't take that well already. But then I was thinking, wait, does it mean like I looked like garbage before? I mean, she was like, you look really good. Now you look really good.
You look the best you've ever looked.
It's like, wait a minute. What happened with the rest of my 49 years of life? Like, I look like a hot mess.
You know, I guess it's a weird way to think about it. And women don't take compliments, period.
No. My girlfriend said it the other day.
Yeah.
She went to she went to a wake calling hours.
And she said to the corpse, you look the best you've ever looked. Sorry, that was
and because a lot of people that was and because you know that's when you often meet people you haven't seen in a while, and someone said that to her.
Mm.
Wow, you look really, really good now. And she goes, oh my God, what the hell? And I go, my God, that just happened to me. Okay, we're on to something.
Yesterday, my wife's walking out of the house. We're like two ships, right? I'm walking in. She's like, gotta go to work. I'm like, oh my God, you look beautiful today. You look great. She rolled her eyes, went like that and walked out. And I meant it. Can't just take a compliment. Totally, totally justified to say that to someone if they feel it.
Your compliment to your wife is completely different than this trial. Your compliment to your wife is something you should be saying to your wife. This is somebody you haven't seen in a while that says, you look the best you've ever looked.
Not every choice is clear, so we're putting it to the test on Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Confident or insecure, I mean, that's the name of it today.
Well, I don't know. Is it an insecurity? We all have insecurities, whatever. When someone says to you, you look the best you've ever looked, how do you take that? Because in the moment, it was like when she said it to me, I was like, oh, this was sweet. But then after she walked out of the room, I was like, wait a minute, hold on a second. Is that a backhand compliment? Like, what was that?
You haven't seen her in a couple years, right? So,
jerk or justified.
Did you return the favor? Did you say it back to her? Oh, you too. You look great.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to say. But then it feels like fake when you say it.
All right. I've got thoughts. I think it's justified to say it. But let's go to your calls here. Hi, the Buzz. Jerk or justified?
I'm going to say it's justified. All she's saying is that she's aged. She's getting more beautiful with her age.
She didn't say you're getting more beautiful with your age. She said you look the best you've ever looked.
Yeah.
Like, that happens, you say that when you just clean the house. You're like, wow, this house looks the best it's looked today. You know what I mean? It's like you ragged mess.
Haven't we not seen people in a while?
Yeah.
And then when we see them again, we go, wow, you look great.
Yeah. Is there anything wrong with that? Is that a jerk thing?
You look great, not you. This is the greatest you've ever looked.
The best you've ever looked.
It's different.
So that means then, Sandy, you're at your best peak. Time right there. Boom. Dang. Take it.
Justified then?
All right.
I'm going to say justified. She's just saying that she's doing very well.
All right.
As she's getting older.
Okay.
Like a fine wine.
That you leave the cork out of by mistake and you try it the next day and it's gross.
No.
Thanks, Ray. Hey, bye.
Hey, be good, guys.
Okay. Good morning, The Buzz. Hey, Sandy. It's Bill's Mafia. Ken.
Ken,
good morning.
Good morning.
You sound the best you've ever sounded. No.
Oh, it's very justified.
Yeah.
No, you don't sound the best.
What they didn't say was, you don't look as bad as you usually do.
Okay.
You look less terrible than usual today.
Well, that's an obvious jerk.
You're so funny, dude. That's great.
You don't look that bad.
You know, maybe it was just say you haven't seen somebody in a while, and you go up to them and you're like, hey, you look great. That's kind of like flat. Hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
So
you're layering up, I see.
No, as people try to say it a little differently, I think that's maybe how it came out. Hey, you look the best you've ever looked.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm bringing it up. I don't know if you should go there.
Really?
Because I don't know if everybody takes it as a 100% compliment. Because it made me second guess. But then I'm like, well, I'm just crazy, so it's fine. But then when my girlfriend said the same exact thing and how it bothered her, I was like, well, maybe it isn't just me. I'm onto something.
But there's only so many ways you could use this stupid, empty comment when you first see somebody a long time.
Listen,
hey, you look
first
great.
First of all, if I don't look great, don't fake it for me. Because then every other compliment, you're not sure if it's a genuine compliment.
Who says you don't look great?
I think we're too liberal with giving out compliments sometimes when we don't know what else to say, that now real compliments don't feel genuine because we're constantly.
Yeah, but because we're trained to give compliments and empty
like,
comments, when you don't say you look great, now you're going to be like, do I not look great?
Did I tell you today that you looked great?
Me?
Yeah.
No, you made fun of it.
Right. I don't think you look great today. No, I'm just kidding.
Jesus. Thanks, Ken.
Like, I don't know if I would pair mustard with that vest and your big honking scab on your forehead.
Right,
no, I'm just kidding. I'm teasing you.
Oh, God. Okay. Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
Thank you. Goodbye. Wish me luck dealing in the psych ward this
messages
morning.
Messages coming in at 98.9 The Buzz. Justified. I take it as a huge compliment. They're noticing a glow up and trying to hype you up.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if a glow up is a compliment.
Stop questioning every compliment you get. It's like, take it. Again, you said it has nothing to do with like how my wife takes compliments, but it does. She felt the same way.
What do you say? Did I look bad before?
I'm like, no, you look beautiful today. It just struck me. And I said, you look beautiful. And she rolled her eyes.
Okay.
Take
this
a compliment.
This is it. Jerk. That's one of those compliments that sounds nice at first, and then it hits you later in a bad way. Yes.
Because you think too much. Well, what is that? 4-1.
The verdict is
5-1.
Justified.
Go ahead, say it if you mean it.
Jerk or justified. 98.9, The Buzz.
I'm going to call you out. Whenever you give somebody a compliment, I'll be like, fake! You don't mean it!
No, I won't say anything to you unless I mean it.
Mm.
I just won't say anything.
Yeah.
Like, I pick and choose when I compliment.
Oh, okay. I'll count them.
I'll be nice to you, but if it's not a real genuine thought in my mind, I'm not going to say it just to say it.
So you still believed you were ugly when you saw her?
Well, now I feel ugly. My whole life has been ugly. Just an ugly little duckling waiting to...
Any self-esteem therapists listening can give us a call at 818-2899 as we get ready for our top of the hour and our live audience Thursday.
Yep, just after 8 o'clock, we're going to toast to you with Buzz Shots, live audience Thursday, and Keep It PG is coming up as well.
98.9 The Buzz.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's time. Pick up your shots. Here we go. Thursday Live. Let's celebrate. Live audience Thursday. Live audience Thursday. Doing a shot from our friends at Flight Wine Bar in Cornhill. This morning we're sipping on Prosecco. Yes.
Oh, that was good.
Good morning, Dancing with the Arc. Hi, everybody. We've got Ethan is one of our celebrity. Ethan Wade from Brighton Securities, right?
Yes.
And we have Joanne Ryan from the great Ronald McDonald House Charities. And then representing the Arc of Monroe, Kristen and Tyler, our good friends. Sandy and I are going to be hosting this event June-ish. June 4th, right?
June 4th.
Yep.
At ESL Ballpark.
Yeah.
Welcome, everyone.
Who's been here before for Live Audience Thursday?
Pretty much everyone, Kristen, Joanne, Tyler,
Ethan.
Oh, even the newbie.
It's an honor. Yeah. Thank you.
You just wait.
I
know you're talking about the games we have to play. I'm like, we're going to learn them on the fly.
Yes, we are.
Who's listening right now? Any kids? Any
my
staff?
Mom. My mom. Kids are at school.
Okay, perfect.
Perhaps some people from work.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Mom, listen, he's going to have to... You might be a judge and keep it PG.
We don't know.
Well,
you
let's draw it right now. Ready?
Yeah,
let's see.
Your names are in...
We're gonna play this
Joanne,
keep it PG
pick.
Game where you have to answer without being like right.
Okay, two people pick two names.
Pick two names.
And these are the people that will be playing.
Okay,
ready? Who's playing? Keep it PG.
Who's playing?
Ethan.
Let's go.
You got it.
Let's go.
Ethan's mom. You can call in 818-2899 and Joanne.
Perfect. Yay, okay.
Couldn't have planned it better, Joanne. Thank you.
See, these are both of our celebrity dancers that are going to be dancing with our friends from the Arc.
So this is going to be so much awesome. Perfect. Kristen, Tyler, you guys are the judges. Now, don't play favorites. And we're going to play Keep It PG next.
Yes, you're right here on 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzino and Sandy, keep it right there, okay?
98.9 The Buzz.
Okay. It's Live Audience Thursday. Yay! Clap for yourselves. Yay! I'm 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzino and Sandy, good morning to you. At this time of the morning, we play Keep It PG.
Yes. Dancing with the Ark. Our friends from Dancing with the Ark are here. Joanne Ryan from the Ronald McDonald House Charities, who is one of the celebrity dancers, playing Keep It PG today. Ethan from Brighton Securities, who is also another celebrity dancer for Dancing with the Ark, is playing Keep It PG today. Mm-hmm. And then representatives from the Ark, Kristen and Tyler, you guys are the judges.
They're okay? Like, thank God.
Yeah, I know.
Thank God.
Dancing with the Ark, by the way, is June 4th, ESL Bar Park.
Yeah,
just
man.
Put that in your
it
phone.
Is, we've been hosting it every year, and it's just been, you walk away from this place with your face hurts because
it's
you
like
just,
a perma smile.
It's so great.
Yeah,
it's so great.
The greatest event ever, and we'll tell you more about it in just a second here. And it's a good thing that we had some Prosecco from Flight Wine Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to need this, Joanne and Ethan, to play this game. Okay.
You guys ready?
Rules of the game. You cannot use the same answer someone else says. You have to answer immediately, no more than 5 seconds. The most creative gets the point. So it's not necessarily the most PG. It's the most creative. And the most important rule, you have to keep it PG.
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready?
Ready, Ethan's mom?
Yeah, she's ready. She's ready.
She's going to be so proud of you, Ethan. Okay, Joanne, right. You kick us off every time. 3 rounds, and there's a tiebreaker just in case. Joanne, what's something that's more fun when you've got both hands on it?
An ice cream cone.
Oh!
Ooh, good. Ice Ethan, cream. Keep it PG.
The same question?
Yes. Yeah. What's something that's more fun? The look on his face. What's something that's more fun when you've got both hands on it?
Driving.
Ah, good one, Ethan. Scott Spazzano, keep it PG.
Okay.
What's something that's most fun when you have both hands on it?
My cute little puppy, Madison.
One. Okay, Kristen, Tyler, who gets the point?
Oh my goodness, what do you think?
Do we each give our
own? No, you got to agree.
We got to agree. Well, I love driving makes sense. Good, good practical idea, right?
Yeah.
Driving, you should have two hands. Puppy, adorable,
thank
sweet,
you.
Cute.
Yeah.
Joanne, safety for an ice cream cone, holding an ice cream cone. What do you think, Tyler?
I'm a dog person.
Okay.
I'm a two hands on the dog.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Scott!
I'm worried with the ice cream cone. I'm a messy eater, so I get ice cream on me with one hand.
Oh, really?
I don't want to have to clean off ice cream on both hands.
Okay, Scott. On the board. Round two. Ready.
Right.
Joanne, name something that might get flagged by the airport security because of its shape.
A toenail clipper.
Okay, Ethan, keep it PG. Name something.
Water bottle.
Fast response. Scott Spazzano, name something that might get flagged by airport security because of its shape.
My wife's Dyson hair dryer.
What do you think? I don't know.
Judges?
I think they're all good ideas.
I think they're good, too.
What do you think?
Somebody's got to get the point.
I think nail clipper might be my favorite on this one.
Nail clipper?
What do you think?
Joanne.
I like that one.
Okay, we're going to go Joanne's
on the board. Okay, right. Final round. Keep it PG. Yeah. What's something that works best when it's well lubricated? We should just measure the shade of red that your face turns from the start of the game to the end. Okay, Joanne.
Car motor.
Oh, a car motor. Nice. Ethan.
Door hinges.
Oh, man, you're killing me.
Scott Spazzano, what's something that works best when it's well lubricated?
Me after 3 glasses of scotch.
Judges, who gets the point?
I might be biased on this one, but I live in the South Wedge in an old house.
Oh yeah,
and we are constantly fighting those storm engines.
Don't you dare feel bad for Ethan. I think Ethan might be.
We keep WD-40 on deck.
Do you really?
Stop it.
Yeah. I might have to go Ethan on this.
Yeah,
one.
Call. I would agree.
Ethan.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Look at you. Well, fine. We can't end it in a tie, guys. So we
I'll
have
take
a tiebreaker.
Okay.
I'm all for it. All right.
That screams pity points, but that's okay. Yeah. Okay, ready? Tiebreaker. Joanne, you're not done yet.
Oh, God.
Name something that would be embarrassing if it was accidentally uncovered in public.
Five. Your weight.
Four. Your weight. Ooh, that is a good one.
Good one.
Ethan, keeping it PG on Spisano and Sandy.
Say it again. What's the question?
A hole in my sock.
Oh, okay. Which toe is poking out of the hole?
I don't know. Okay. I think if I had a toe poking out, I would have lost my mind. So.
Scott Spisano, name something that would be embarrassing if it was accidentally uncovered in public.
My 401k balance. Pretty sad. Pretty
okay,
sad.
Okay, judges, who takes the game?
Oh, really good. I mean, the toe is very.
Yes?
Yeah.
Come on. Creativity, most creative wins.
Okay, I like the toe as well.
The toe? All
right, we're going to go toe.
Toe! Let's go.
Let's go.
Yes.
The toe. Wins. Keep it PG on Spisano and Sandy. Your mama is proud.
Creative.
Yeah.
Creative.
Okay, now, coming up in a few minutes, we have to address the big elephant in the room that nobody said anything about, and I question why.
Next on The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Live audience Thursday, 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy, clap for yourselves!
Yay! If you ever want to come in on Live Audience Thursday, just reach out to it to us, Sandy at RochesterBuzz.com or socials, 98.9 The Buzz.
Now, yeah.
Let's address the elephant in the room. We have Ethan from Brighton Securities.
Yeah, man.
We have Tyler and Kristen from the Arkham Monroe, and then Joanne Ryan from Ronald McDonald House. Yeah. And not one of you brought this up. And I question why, because it is obvious.
Do you know what she's talking
about?
Does
anyone want to speak up now? No?
Do you know what she's talking about?
The big red scabbed elephant in the room? Look at Scott's head!
My forehead. I mean, if you did a laser like cross and to find the exact center of my head, it is exactly right in the center. I whacked my head on an I-beam underneath my RV last weekend, and it bled profusely. And I'm like, oh my God, it's going to leave a scar.
Okay, so it came up in conversation, right? When you do have something that is so odd about
noticeable.
Your appearance.
Yeah, that's right.
Who needs to be the person to address it? Like, I know you guys all saw it.
Okay, hold on. I got a question. Did anybody notice it right away?
Yes.
Everybody
yes.
did. Everybody
yes,
noticed it right
did.
Away. Okay. Nobody
but
said
none
anything.
None of you said anything. Why?
I just had pictured you were practicing a new dance move.
Yes,
exactly. The arc, and I didn't want to ask about it.
Good,
I was just
good recall. I love that.
And does the person who was here, you hit your head then too? Yes.
Oh my God,
that's right, Joanne.
I was afraid to say something.
I'm at the perfect height. My short little stubby little legs if you open a cupboard and then you forget to close it, you turn around, that corner just reaches out and bites me.
Oh my God. So Joanne thinks that's just a permanent something.
Well,
just an open sore.
Where the last scar was, honestly.
So what did you think I did when you saw it? You're like, oh God, he, what?
Well, thought you walked into something.
Okay.
Yeah. Does the person need to, the person with the scar or something, because Scott had a neighbor who has like gauze on his nose, and he's had gauze on his nose for 2 weeks, but nobody's addressing it.
I haven't said anything because I don't think it was my word.
Like, does the person who has the whatever need to address it be the first to?
Yes.
Yeah. See, Kristen says
so.
Yeah.
I should have been like, hi guys, sorry about the head wound.
Yeah. I think it's a great question.
Yeah, no.
And then you wonder, like, what, does no one care about me? Because
or does no one realize that something's different about
right.
me?
Right. Like,
yeah.
Am I that, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Invisible?
The first day that I did it, I was so aware of it. I didn't want anybody to see. I wore a baseball cap just to cover it up because I didn't want anybody to see it. Then I'm like, ah, screw this. I'll just, whatever.
Location, I'm surprised you didn't have black eyes, actually.
Yeah, oh, I know.
But,
yeah.
But, or if you have something on your face, closer. You, or you have something on your face and you just totally forget it's there until you see someone's reaction, that's like...
Right. Yes. Yeah, that's right. It's so true. It's
so yeah,
true.
That's so funny.
I feel like I have to, I had a seven-year-old hit me in the face with a wiffle ball. Like,
yeah.
3 weeks ago, and I had sunglasses on, and apparently Derek Jeter lives in our backyard. And the sunglasses cut my nose. Yeah. I had a black eye. Oh. So to your point, you kind of forget that you know my face doesn't look like it normally does.
How many interactions did you have where people said something versus
so
didn't?
So most people didn't say anything.
Oh, they didn't.
But I'd say like the people who see me the most frequently were just like, what did you do?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
So like clients... If I had a client coming in, mm-hmm. I would introduce the idea so they didn't think that I got into like a bar fight over the weekend.
Yeah.
For colleagues, I'd be, if they didn't ask, I wouldn't tell them.
I wonder if you would be offended. A friend of ours, we were doing another charity event, and her daughter was there at the event, mm-hmm. but she did the cupping therapy, and she had
the big marks. What do they call those? Hickeys.
They look like circular, perfectly circular all over her back, and she was wearing a dress where it exposed it. A complete stranger, dude, older guy, went up to her and said, what the heck happened to your back? Like, he addressed it. And she was kind of offended because she goes, what if this was a serious skin condition that you just called out in front of everybody? But anyhow.
Does a leopard have spots?
I know. All right.
Well, thanks for not saying anything. I don't know.
I know.
It's the worst because, you know, like when you do something like that, it only happens when you need to have so much FaceTime everywhere. Like we're doing a video today, three videos. We're going to be on TV yet tomorrow. It's just like, oh, please.
Yeah, there it is. It is perfectly centered. Nice job.
Spisano and Sandy.
Spisano and Sandy, live audience Thursday here, wrapping up here at the top of the hour. But we've got some great guests, and if you ever want to come in, just go get a hold of Sandy or me, Scott at RochesterBuzz.com or Sandy at RochesterBuzz.com.
Today, Dancing with the Arc is what we're so excited about. We're hosting it again, so our friends from Dancing with the Arc, Kristen and Tyler, are in from the Arc of Monroe. The celebrity dancer, Ethan from Brighton Securities, is in with us. And another celebrity dancer, Joanne Ryan from the Ronald McDonald House.
Hey, Kristen, tell us, for people who've never seen what this event is, can you describe? It's hard to describe because it's so amazing.
It's very much dancing, a la Dancing with the Stars. So if you've seen that show, that's something that we've tried to mimic out at the ballpark. It's our fourth year partnering with the Red Wings out there and the ballpark, and it's a beautiful night. We take five people that we support and also five celebrities like Joanne and Ethan who are very brave and very, very loving, and they come in and they partner with our people, and they have spent the last few months really sweating it out and learning a dance.
Yeah.
And then they come together. We have costumers. We have people who come in and choreograph, and we all get together, and then they perform out at the ballpark for a great night.
Sandy and I host this, and it's just so wonderful. And then, you know, and then there's food, there's, you know, the bar's open, and the dogs play afterward, the band. It's just a big, big party.
Beautiful summer night, and we have just a great time. The crowds get bigger every year, so we've had more and more people come out, and it's been fantastic.
Now, this year, you're putting another layer on things for people who can't actually be there. Right?
Yeah, we have a live stream. I'll let Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler, what's going on with the live stream here?
Yeah, so live stream is new this year. Mm-hmm. We encourage you, if you can't make it to the ballpark, to invite your friends and family over and have a watch party at your house.
Mm.
It's going to be very easy. You can purchase it right online.
Okay.
And you'll be sent a link that day, so you'll be able to get your own unique access code, log in.
Oh, cool. So it's like a pay-per-view.
It is.
Yeah. That's super cool. Super cool.
Ethan, Joanne, are you the go-to dancer at a party, or is this...
Absolutely not. No. I can't speak for Joanne, but for me, it's no.
And for me, it's when no one's looking. So, so this is going to be a little bit different.
Oh, no. Everyone's like there's going to be a big curtain, and dancing behind that curtain is Joanne Ryan.
Exactly. You know what? One of the cool parts is that during these months of practice and rehearsals and stuff, you guys have videographers that kind of are like that document all this. And before each performer goes on, they send it up to the Jumbotron, and we get to watch this little intro video. It's so cool.
Who are you partnered with?
Go ahead. I'm partnered with Clyde, and he is amazing.
Yeah.
When I first met him, he was just so lovely.
But he can moonwalk like nobody's business.
Really?
And we're actually dancing to two Michael Jackson iconic
you
songs.
Are?
And it was really sweet because the first day the costume designer said, how do you feel about rhinestones?
Okay.
Because Clyde loves rhinestones.
Okay.
And I said, well, you're speaking my love language. So we're good. We're good.
That's awesome.
Dude. And my partner is Dorothy.
Uh-huh.
I think Tyler and Kristen knew that I had no rhythm.
Uh-huh.
So they gave me somebody who just oozes rhythm.
Nice.
And she is so fun. I think one of the best parts about this is the relationship that you're able to form with your partner and your teammate. And I have learned a lot from
And it's
her.
Forever, too, from here on in. Yeah. Isn't that great? Dancing with the ARC, June 4th. Website, Kristen, how do we get there?
Yep, it is arcmonroe.org/dancing. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow you could even join us out at Elmwood Ave at our ARC Deli location, where we're going to have Dancing with the ARC at the deli.
How's
so
that
if
work?
You come in and you guys will be there. Very excited. And if you come in and you dance down our purple carpet, you get a free ARC Deli legendary cookie at the end.
Yes,
so
man.
Please come, learn about dancing, dance your socks off, and have a great time.
Is it one cookie per customer? Because Scott will be dancing up and down that carpet.
That's a loophole we didn't think about.
Every separate personality that I have will be dancing. Yes, so maybe there'll be five or six dances.
Well,
it'll be
then
awesome.
You get five cookies.
And how do get on the live stream. How do you sign up for that?
You can go right to our website again, and it's under the ticket area, so you can purchase a ticket for in person or the live stream, and you'll get that unique code about probably 24 hours before.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Such a cool event.
Spisano and Sandy waking you up.
Can't wait. Remember, Dance with the ARC, June 4th at ESL Ballpark, over where the Red Wings are.
It's an exciting event, a fun event, but it's also supporting a great charity. So don't forget that. That's that's the biggest part. You got to have a big heart if you want to be there.
Bring your bucks, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right. In the meantime, it's our commercial-free 98 starts in minutes from now.
If you miss anything from the show, you can go search out our podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, we have a YouTube channel too, 98.9 The Buzz, if you want to see highlights from the show. But right now, it is time to say we out.
We out like this Prosecco bottle. Aww. See you, bye.
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 98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.